Discussion focused largely on what the group's goals should be: prevention, intervention, or a combination of both. Vice President Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley, executive director of the nonprofit Delaware Center for Justice, said the two are on the same continuum, but suggested that trying to address both could be a goal too lofty for one council to tackle.
You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over again and expecting different results. It's not working in Delaware. We have the resources. We have willing partners. It's just now. It's about acting, right? It's about doing the work. We know what the problem is. We don't need any more studies. It's time to act.
Others, including Matt Swanson, chairman for Delaware's Center for Health Innovation, echoed that concern, saying he wants to make sure the council understands that prevention and intervention are two separate initiatives.
Is the scope of our work to, once identified, have the best services in place for those, let's say, 50 kids who are identified in a given period of time? Or is it also to try to address the root causes and the fundamental factors that are driving that number to be 50? Because we would ultimately want to see that go down to 20 and 10 and 0.
Advisory Council Chair Dr. Henry Smith says he doesn't want to come to another meeting without everyone on the same page about the mission of the council. Smith adds that work is underway to create memorandums of understanding to establish an interagency data sharing system, with University of Delaware offering technical assistance to make it work logistically. The council is slated to meet again at the end of April, but a date has yet to be set. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.